The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
They're hoping to change the way real estate is sold here in Singapore. Welcome to Money and Me, the show where we look at making your money work harder for you. I'm Michelle Martin, joined today by the CEO of PropSeller, Adrian George, and Prem Hirubalan, COO of PropSeller. And they're going to tell me a little bit more about their digital real estate seller-centric platform. First up, guys, good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for having us.
Adrian, you're the Frenchman talking to HDB Heartlanders about selling property, I understand.
That's right, with a very local sales team on the ground at the same time.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to get a little bit into the origins of PropSeller. But first up, I want your views on the real estate market in Singapore. Do you think the HDB market or the private market has been rather tepid?
Sure thing. When you're looking at the private market, actually it's been pretty tepid. But latest data coming out for HDB sales, the market's starting to pick up. When we see that trend continue, especially with the new government regulations put in place, where first-time home buyers and resale owners have a higher grant. So we expect the HDB resale markets to really start picking up.
Hmm. Yeah, what do you think, Adrian?
Yeah, I think if you look at Singapore and compare it to other international very large cities, one thing very interesting is that there is a UBS research last week that shows once again that Singapore is not overpriced in terms of property pricing. That's point number one. Point number two, I think what characterizes Singapore is the miracle in terms of percentage of ownership, right? Where it's around the line of 80%, which compared to basically any international standard is very high.
Hmm. So not overpriced, do you believe? The HDB market, the private market?
I think on the private market side, it's always very difficult to make forecast about is it going to go up, down? There's a lot of research made about it, but it's hardly just doable. One thing that we believe may change in the future is the fact that the private market has pretty low yield currently for investors, right? Only 2-3%. Despite the fact the interest rates are pretty low, it's actually not much. So we would not be surprised if investors would be a bit more concerned about that in the future.
Okay, so you come into Singapore and you survey the market and you decide that you want to be a seller-centric platform. Tell us why this focus.
So seller-centric means that we serve the individual property owner who more often than not is 40 to 70 years old. Mm-hmm. Those people have went through a life event. For example, they got a new kid, they need a bigger home. They've been relocated for their job, they need a different home, they need to buy a new one and sell the old one. Or unfortunately, sometimes the parents have passed away. Especially in the case of Singapore, because you can only hold one HDB, then they would have to sell the home of their parents. And our mission for those property owners to looking to sell is to help them sell high, fast, and with the least amount of pain, right? Mm-hmm. And currently we do that in two ways at PropSeller. Number one, we elevate the most human part of the service. We stop property agents that are curated, selected, trained, monitored, and reviewed every single week. Mm-hmm. And number two is that we centralize and automate 80% of the selling process in order to be able to deliver that very premium service for only 1% commission.
You automate.
That's right.
Which part of the selling service is automated? So it's a mix of do-it-yourself for the seller and you get help with an agent as well.
It's a mix of some of the elements of the selling process are entirely made by the agent. So if you're a seller, for you, it's not going to feel at all like you get less. Actually, you get much, much more. But because most of the process is done centrally, it releases bandwidth from the agents. So the agent have more time to consult and share some of the expertise with the sellers we are serving.
Okay, so why do you say this is a model that's worked in the US that you hope to bring here to Singapore?
Yeah, we are the first one to bring that model here. In the US and Europe, it got great traction with companies, for example, from Redfin, Mac Mackler in Germany, Purple Bricks in the UK.
this model of automating or centralizing part of what the seller's agent does. Is that what you're talking about?
We like to call it a B2C agency because our client is the property owner, not the agent, right? We have agents as employee, but our client is the property owner. And this concept also of a modern agency, which is full about transparency, full about efficiency, and that charges a fair amount of commission, only 1% instead of 2% standard.
Okay. How are you able to bring the commission rates down?
If you think about it, there's a lot of inefficiencies in the market. And the reason for that is, as an individual freelance agent, I have to do so many things. And I do it so infrequently, which is why I need to charge a high commission, right? If I'm only selling one or two homes per year, and then I need to have a higher commission for me to be able to survive.
Sure, yeah.
Right. As what we do it at scale. We actually sell one or two homes per week. So, which is why at scale, we're able to reduce the cost for the home seller.
Let's look at the number, if I can add something,
yes,
right?
Go ahead.
The average property agent in Singapore has 30,000 property agents.
Okay.
That's huge, right? That's actually more than taxi drivers. There are 22 taxi drivers in Singapore, 30,000 agents. And if you consider those agents, they are freelancers, they do not get paid a salary. And on average, they close 1.3 sales transactions per year, right? So now if you put yourself, Michelle, in the shoes of a property owner for a second, selling a property is one of the most important financial decisions of your life, right? Making it great is going to have a huge impact on your financials. So for a surgery, would you go with a surgeon that performs one surgery a year? For a Grab ride, would you go with a Grab driver that performs one ride a year? Then why, for selling your property, would you go with an agent that sells only one property a year? At PropSeller, you can choose among 100 of agents that are working with us. And those agents are closing on average not one sales transaction a year, but one sales transaction a week.
Wow. Well, I want an agent who can get me the best price possible for my property. And, you know, it really doesn't matter if you sold one in 10 years, but I think reviews are important. And you provide the data in terms of how agents have been doing and performing for people like me who are selling an apartment to view.
Yes, absolutely. I think Prem and me, you know, are the generation of people that have been growing up into a digital environment. And one of the things that characterize digital environment is not only technology, it's also transparency, right?
Absolutely.
We were born in the era of transparency. So the bet we make is that every time we serve a client, that client is able to review the service of that agent. The agent has no call on whether he can accept this review or not. So even people that are not happy can review the agent. In case they are not, hopefully it doesn't happen very often, but in case they are not, we are going to take that as a learning to improve on the next time. As of now, our level of satisfaction out of more than 1,000 reviews verified on our platform is 4.8 over 5, and we're pretty happy with it.
That's very impressive. Now, in terms of the scale that you're talking about, is there anything about your model that is helping agents sell so much from what it sounds like? Their agents are being able to process far greater numbers than the usual. Is there something about your model, the data matching, that's allowing them to do this?
Yeah, that's a very astute point. Actually, what we do is we allow the agents to focus on the high touch portion, right? Talking to the consumer, the client selling the home. What we do is we centralize everything else. So using data and tech, what we do is we remove the need for agents to have to manage phone calls and viewings, right? We do that in-house. We do all the appointments in-house. We are able to use data to see which homes would sell at what period. We use data to see what's the optimal price to list the home. So using all these tools and data, it really allows, gives our agents much more bandwidth to serve the clients better.
Wonderful, wonderful. And can you share some examples maybe of this new format and how it's helped some people out there?
Yeah, I'll give you two cases. So recently we had landlord coming to look for a tenant for the property.
Sure.
They came to us, we signed the contract. 4 days later, we had 30 different inquiries for the home and 18 different viewings, all managed centrally. All our agent had to do was go over there, do the viewings, and we had the landlord, the perfect offer after 4 days, right, at the price he wanted. We had another client who was looking to sell their home in a HDB in Bishan, came to us, Within 17 days, we got them an offer, which we told them this is the value that we were going to get for your home. And it was right on the spot.
Very impressive. Very impressive. So I understand that you think it's important, Adrian, to keep in touch with the sellers and have real conversations to figure out what their pain points are.
Yes, definitely. I think when thinking about technology and disruption and et cetera, I think there is something that's very different about real estate from any other thing that currently we are dealing, buying, selling, transacting.
Mm.
Real estate transaction is a very high value, very low frequency thing, right? So it represents a very big percentage of what you own. It's a lot of money, but that's something people are doing 2, 3, maximum 4 times in a lifetime for most of us.
Okay.
So if you compare that to, let's say, Grab, let's say food delivery, let's say online travel, all that, for $10, $20, $50, it's okay to do that behind a mobile app. But for transacting $400K, HDB, $1, $2 million a condo, it's not, right? People, what they are looking for is a mix of human and technology that's going to bring them the reliability they are looking for. And that's what we are focused on. In a way, we like to say that we are building the Audi of real estate transaction services, right? We are building a very premium service that we deliver at scale. And because we do this at scale and with technology, then we can only charge half of the commission.
So let's come back to the fees, because we're called Money and Me. We're all about the fees.
Yep.
So it's 1% for the seller's agent's commission.
That's right. Whether it's HDB, condo, landed, you just pay 1%.
1%. And for the buyer's commission?
So for the buyer's commission, we stick to the market standard, right? So currently, if you're buying an HDB, you have two options. You can just search by yourself and be what's called an unrepresented buyer, in which case you should never pay a commission. The other option for you is to engage a buyer agent. That's another job than the job we do most often. That buyer agent is more like a private shopper. He would help you to pick the right unit. And the standard for that in Singapore is 1%. For people who are looking for this service, we stick to the market standard for that.
Okay, so if you're slashing seller agents' fees from 2% to 1%, how are you attracting good agents to be part of your fold?
Yeah, I mean, we do it at scale. So at the end of the day, it really makes financial sense for an agent. We have changed the model. We think that an agent working solely on commission really has a principal agency problem, right? Where the agent is, if he doesn't sell something, he's not going to have food on the table.
Mm.
So we pay our agents a salary.
Mm.
And we do a mixture between a salary and a commission. And because we do it at scale, they're able to earn much more than we've done as a freelance agent.
Okay.
Our in-house agent this month made, in terms of commission, as much as what the average agent in Singapore is making on a year. So we get here some of the finest agents that Singapore has to offer, and then we make them even better, right? And the way we do that is that we fully utilize them, right? So there are not people closing one sales transaction a year. There are people closing one sales transaction a week.
Very impressive. Very impressive. So this model, this digital platform, seller-centric model, started here in Singapore. What are your expansion plans for PropSeller?
We think the next 12 to 18 months are really going to concentrate on Singapore. It's our mission to help the sellers in Singapore. At the end of the day, we're also looking to expand regionally, right? We think this problem is not localized in Singapore. It's across the region. It's across the world. And we think in 12 to 18 months, we'd like to move to 3 other cities. We have shortlisted a few. We may share
Stay
them.
Stay tuned for updates.
We'll come back on the show and share them with you, Michelle, when we're ready to.
Well, it's been a real pleasure speaking with both of you. I wish you the best of luck with your platform. Prem Hirubalan is COO of PropSeller. We've also been speaking with Adrian George, CEO of PropSeller. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.